Just release it and let it go. Somebody may have walked out on you. Somebody may have done you a great wrong. You may have prayed and prayed, and yet your loved one still died. Listen, you've got to just leave that with God and go on with your life. Don't let the enemy deceive you into getting negative and bitter. Don't go through your whole life questioning God. No, the Bible says the secret things belong to God. The trick of the enemy is to keep us only focused on our past disappointments, our past failures, our past pains. But when we do that, then by our own actions, we're poisoning our future. See, as long as you keep dwelling on the past, you are bringing the past right into the present. Just like reaching out there and grabbing all that hurt and pain and bringing it afresh and anew into each day. I'm not saying that when we suffer some setbacks, we shouldn't feel any emotion. We should be so strong and tough, we immediately go on. No, it's natural when we lose something to feel a sense of loss, to feel a sense of sorrow. That's the way God made us. If you lose your job and you're real disappointed, sure you're going to feel some pain. If you go through a broken relationship, sure that's going to hurt. If you've ever lost a loved one, you know, like me, there's a time of grieving, there's a time of sorrow. That's normal. But what I'm talking about today is not being overboard. If you're still grieving,